Highbridge Audio presents Speaking of Faith by Krista Tippett, read for you by the author. God speaks to each of us as He makes us, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Flare up like flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. Rainer Maria Rilke, The Book of Hours, Love Poems to God, translated by Joanna Macy and Anita Barrows. Chapter 1, Genesis.
How we got here. What is faith? What is religion? What is spirituality? Each of these words is difficult for some of us and richly meaningful for others. Together, they describe an aspect of human experience that has taken our age by surprise. I want to explore this surprise in all its complexity and variety and to set our common encounter with it on a new footing. Some say I know that religious passions are the cause of our culture's worst divisions and a threat to democracy and civilization here and abroad. But I think the truth is more broadly and deeply rooted in the human psyche and spirit. Every institution and essential human question is up for grabs in our time. Definitions of the beginning and the end of life, of gender and marriage, of community and government. The unresolved issues before us touch realms of intimacy where it is impossible to be merely rational. We respond by clamping down fiercely at both ends of the spectrum of our public life on the answers we do have. Our sacred traditions could help us live more thoughtfully, generously, and hopefully with the tensions of our age. But to grasp that, we must look anew at the nature of faith and at what it might really mean to take religion seriously in human life and in the world. In the pages that follow, I describe an adventure of conversation across the world's traditions that has opened my imagination, spiritual, political, intellectual, and personal. I believe that what most Americans want, whether they are religious or not, is for the religious voice in our public life to be more constructive, to reflect the capacity religion has to nourish lives and communities. I illustrate